My name's Bonnie Sandlin and I'm the President-elect of the National Union of Students in Scotland. Yeah, I mean, the numbers will rightly make worrying reading for all of us who recognise the important role that colleges play in Scotland. We know that colleges serve some of our most disadvantaged communities and offer a first chance education for many who missed out in the first time, and a chance to return and upskill for adult learners as well. And obviously, we recognise the focus on full time courses boosting opportunities and improving youth employment, and it's such strategy runs the. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. The phone just started buzzing. Can I start again? No, sorry, I don't know what's going on there. Okay, do you want me just to start from the beginning again? Sorry. These numbers are rightly going to make worrying reading for all of us who recognise the important role that our colleges play in Scotland. Colleges serve some of our most disadvantaged communities and offer a first chance education for many who missed out first time, and a chance to return and upskill for adult learners too. And while we recognise the focus on full-time courses as boosting opportunities and improving youth employment, it's clear that such a strategy runs the risk of excluding those who need a place most. I mean, there's a sort of variety of reasons, I think, you know, but 150,000 headcount in part-time places is just terrifying when you compare that to the 9,000 increase in full-time learners across the whole of Scotland. And the thing is, we know that part-time learners especially are more likely to be women and more likely to be those with caring responsibilities, those who need to work to finance their studies, and also disabled students who are often in shorter courses that give them the basic skills to progress further in their studies. And even more worryingly than all of this as well, we know that the financial support is barely there to support those students who do get a place. Every single year, we see a huge gap in the money available and the money students need. And students, particularly in FE, are still reliant on an outdated postcode lottery, which doesn't guarantee them access to any money at all. And that's got to change. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's unfortunately a choice, especially for women. It's a very difficult one to make because we know that a lot of women are coming back to college when their children have started school, and trying to fit study around the hours that children are at school is challenging enough. And for some of these women, and some of these student parents, to be honest, full-time study is just not a stretch that they can manage at that stage. Yeah, well, NES Scotland has worked extremely hard in recent years to get enough money into college places, and more importantly, into students' pockets. And the Scottish Government has in the past provided extra money for the vital bursaries that students need in order to progress through their studies, and to protect part-time and disabled and women students from cuts in part-time places. But it desperately needs to carry that on in a sustainable way that doesn't see these same issues coming back year on year. And as we look ahead to Scottish Budget later this year, and Scottish elections in May next year, we'll continue to call for more resources where they're needed the most, and that ensures the necessary funding for bursaries, for teaching and for places as well. I think that's everything.